Is your armor on? Are you ready for the battle of the day? You might not be aware of the war around you, but believe me, there is a spiritual battle every single day for your heart, your mind, your thoughts, and ultimately your life. Who's winning the war? My youth pastor used to say it's the side you feed the most. That's so true. All this month, I'm focusing on the full armor of God we've been given to put on every day. The Apostle Paul writes about it in Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. If you've never read it, grab your Bible and look back in the New Testament to the book of Ephesians. Find chapter 6 and get into it. We must ready ourselves. Let's look quick at the armor we've been given in Ephesians 6, 14 through 17. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. There are six specific armor pieces described. We've talked about the belt of truth, which is our foundation for the rest. If we stand on anything other than the truth of God, we sink fast. We also talked about the breastplate of righteousness. This protects our heart and the core of who we are. When we are in Christ, put our faith in Him, He holds us together and will guard our heart from the lies, temptations, and fleeting feelings of this world. If you missed those previous broadcasts, you can find them at lifeword.org. Today, we want to focus on our feet. Footwear is so important, no matter what you might be doing. You can't hike a mountain in flip-flops. You can't run a marathon in heels. You can't fight a battle barefoot. A soldier's boots are very important. If your feet aren't secure, your body will easily be knocked down. We must find our footing. In the spiritual battle we face, our feet are covered with the gospel of peace. Peace gives us traction to move forward, doesn't it? If you've ever climbed an upward slope, which a lot of life feels like at times, you must have shoes that grip secure to the terrain you're walking. Because we have peace with God through Jesus, we know we are secure in Him. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When I am confident and at peace in my heart, I walk steady, I walk strong, and I can boldly proclaim the good news of Jesus. Think for a minute if you have a teenager who just got a new pair of expensive sneakers. They walk a little different, don't they? With the gospel of peace, the peace of Christ is our footing. With that traction, we can walk on every day, knowing where our help comes from, no matter what the day may bring or how steep the climb. That's the truth. We are protected, covered, and we are secure with the full armor of God. Walk this day knowing you are equipped as you step onto the battlefield. I'm Lori Klein.